3 Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Stand
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, and you, Mark?
Oh, the fun never stops. You know that.
Yep, we just go on and on.
It goes on and on and on. Also with us is Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around good guy, is subbing for Chandler.
Shooting for Chandler tonight, Mark. Hello again.
How you doing?
Doing great. Except my voice is shot, but
sounds pretty good. You remind me of Gary Owens the way your voice is. You know the old laughing guy.
Yeah, I sound more like Gary today. I think you're the one that infected the station originally about a month ago.
That could be. You know what? It comes around, goes around deal, I guess. But
yeah,
sorry,
come full circle.
Sorry about that. So anyway, next time we'll bring the Lysol can with us. Also in the studio with us is our special guest tonight is Gary Cadd, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things. Gary?
Hello. Yeah, it's glad to be here. It's nice to set in with you folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I want to give a big shout-out to Andrew Spanfellner. He's one of our favorite Patriots out there, and he's getting better. And I heard that he was doing really well this week.
Yeah, he's looking really good, and he's hanging in there and getting better. So we should be hearing from him again soon.
I hear he's on a diet where he's lost quite a bit of weight. I need to go over and figure out what he's doing.
Oh, me too.
I think it's called not eating, but yeah. that's not a good way to lose that weight.
Just kidding, Andrew. Your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start doing something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Start a neighborhood watch. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out the website. See what you can do about big out-of-control government and protect you and yourself and your family from it. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. The number here is 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. A couple of reminders here. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. I'm not sure what we got going this Monday.
I believe this Monday is the Salvation Army. A lady's coming in to speak about what the Salvation Army's doing during the holiday season.
Very good, very good. The Tea Party is about limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Have we got some veteran stuff we need to talk about?
Yeah, I need to get this out there to the listeners. There's a servicemen's feast going on over at the Veterans Hall. And from what we're hearing is they've got a lot of food over there and not a lot of bodies. So they put this on. This is a second annual free dinner.
I'd be there, but I'm here.
Yeah, but we can hit it afterwards. Bob even had his dinner delivered to him over here. So
yeah.
He's got a nice hot meal over there, and it's looking pretty good.
I want to thank Greg Raffa for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so I want to let everybody know about it going on over there. They got turkey and ham, and again, it's free. There's also a present for the kids over there.
Oh, really?
And yeah, this is being put on for the soldiers and the National Guard that are coming back, or the ones that are getting ready to be deployed, and also for the widows and firefighters and law enforcement. So all patriots are welcome over there. So please. Jump in your car or get on the bus or something and get over there. They got lots of food for you guys.
Because I just can't eat it all, even if I'm going to try. So with that, we got our first quotes, and then we'll get to it here. The first quote I have here is, if ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. That's Samuel Adams. The next one I have is a little long, but I'd never seen this quote before, and I thought it just really hits the nail on the head. This is the tendency of all human governments. A depart from principle becomes a precedent for a second, that a second for a third, and so on, till the bulk of society is reduced to mere automatons of misery, to have no sensibilities left but for sinning and suffering, and the forehorse of this frightful team is public debt. Taxation follows that, and in its train, wretchedness and oppression. That's Thomas Jefferson. I think that's good stuff right there. Great quote. Our self-reliance website of the week is Democrats Against UN Agenda 21. And if you can't remember how to spell that out, type in Rosa Quire. That's K-O-I-R-E. And the site will appear. So with that, we've got our special guest here tonight, Gary Cadd. And let's get right to it, Gary. Gary. What do you got,
well,
Gary?
Mark, the thing to start off with, the main issue to start with right now, I think, is the California Fish and Wildlife Strategic Vision. This was the meeting that was held up here a week or so ago. It's in reference to Assembly Bill 2376 by Senator Jared Huffman from San Rafael. We had the meeting down at Turtle Bay. To be quite truthful with you, it was what I generated that a 12-minute video that's on YouTube that I put together. It was really upsetting to me to go to this meeting, especially when I know what's going on behind the scene, because I was aware of this bill before it passed.
Right.
And I was making some phone calls trying to see if we couldn't stop it. But the basic premise of this bill, and I'll read it right off their form here. It's number 13. This comes right straight out of the bill. Strategies to identify stable funding options to fulfill the mission of the Department, Fish and Game, while reducing dependency on the general fund. Now, this right here is scary.
Yeah, what does that mean? And just, I want to add a little comment about the meeting. The meeting was a joke,
mm-hmm.
You know, and
dog and pony show.
It was a dog and pony show. They weren't taking any public comments. They set everybody up at chairs that, like in second grade, on little tables, round tables, separated the groups, and, you know, doing what is called the Delphi technique, which is basically just making everybody feel good and getting nothing accomplished except trying to make them feel good and no public comments. And they had armed officers there. So we relabeled the meeting, instead of Fish and Game, it was Fish and Chips.
Fish and Chips.
Fish and Chips.
Now, the thing with it was, I sat there, and I'd like to mention that, you know, I spent 27 years in Alaska before, when I married my wife and moved to Redding here almost 9 years ago, that I was able to be involved in a lot of different issues in Alaska. And I was on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. They have a 15-member advisory panel. And for 1 year, I was the sport fishing representative. At the end of that year, the sport fishing representative seat disappeared off that panel.
Wow.
Because I started asking questions and I started getting answers. Then I'd start researching the answers and found out they were incorrect.
So you started asking questions. Oh, my.
Well, yeah. Well, then what I did is at the next open meeting of the council, all the council members and NOAA, general counsel, and the executive director of National Marine Service were sitting there, I'd ask another question, only this time I knew the answer.
Right.
And when they gave an answer, and I said, well, no, I think the correct answer is this. And we started getting somewhere with the issues. Well, this is where I learned a lot about the fisheries in the state of Alaska, the offshore fisheries and the fisheries within the state. So I know about what goes on with, like, say, the silver salmon up in the Klamath River. And the silver salmon are being depleted in the Klamath River, so Department of Fish and Game says. Well, there's a tremendous fishery up in Alaska that catches those silver salmon as a bycatch. It's up off the Shumigan Islands, which is southwest of Kodiak Island. It's a Shumigan Islands group that
okay.
they seine for pink salmon. And in the bycatch in that fishery is silver salmon. And
sure.
they get a large number. So I wanted to bring that out.
then so let's get back to the strategies and what that's about the funding options for fulfilling the missions of the department. Because let's stay on that, because what does that mean? Does that mean that they're going to look for separate funding that's not coming from the government?
Department official. No, what they're doing, it's not coming from the government. It's coming from us.
Right.
It's like what they're doing up in the Scott and Shasta River Valleys up in Siskiyou County with the Fish and Game's, I think it's 1602 permits.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're forcing those folks up there to buy a $10,000 permit to use their agriculture diversion.
And their goal is to get everybody, period, to buy these permits, was my understanding.
This is correct.
That's the end. How close are we to the break there, Bob? Are we just about there?
Anytime you want to take
it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to a break, and we'll come back, and we'll start right there again. So this is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Took my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about twist and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's
fire on the mountain. Like that. Golden them hills, and it's waiting for me there. There we go. Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. I thought I was singing there for a second, but, you know.
Okay. Not quite. Remember now, we're on video,
I know.
This is going to be scary from now on.
Uh-oh.
Watch out, everybody.
This could lead to another career.
Okay, yeah. Full disclosure, we're not actually on video right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
So far, the video is only streaming between 7 and 9 weekday mornings.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Oh, well, see.
That's good to know.
See, there, I thought it was going to...
Okay, we can get down off the table.
I thought it was
going to
be on MTV, MTV there for a second.
MTV?
MTV,
We keep the cameras on over the weekend just to make people think that Big Brother is watching. watching.
Yeah, it's up there. You never know who's watching. So anyway, let's get back to this strategies for identifying stable funding and the goals of what they're trying to do down in Sacramento with a special prosecutor. And go ahead, Gary, and tell us about that.
Well, the committee has proposals, and one of the proposals was to appoint a special prosecutor in Sacramento to try such cases. Well, one of the reasons for that is because the sheriff and the DA up in Siskiyou County are not going to prosecute these cases because they're standing on the people's side and not on the renegade state side.
I see. So they need someone to come in from the outside.
Right. So they're going to have a special prosecutor to prosecute these people. Now, folks, I want to mention one thing. There is a lady up, and I believe it's the Shasta Valley. She and her family at one time owned a big section of that whole valley. And over the period of years, they've died off over generations. And I think she has something like maybe 10 acres left, something like that. She doesn't really do anything with the acreage except for a garden.
Right.
That's all she does, the garden. And the Department of Fish and Game told her it will cost you $10,000.
Yeah, how insane is that?
To a water right that's 150 years old. That she has a right to, and she's going to have to pay $10,000.
Well, this is a property takeover. There's no question about it, and that's why it's so important for the sheriffs to get involved in that rural America and start protecting the people from this government overreach, whether it's a state or the federal level.
Right. And one of the other things that the proposals that this commission came up with was that working better to communicate with rural residents. Now, I'll tell you one thing. I think it would be a lot easier to communicate with rural residents if you weren't going around telling them you're going to take their water rights away unless you pay $10,000 for a permit.
Well, they're going to communicate like they did at the other meeting. Is they're going to let you talk, and then they're going to tell you what to do.
Oh, let me get back on that. I went in, and I sat down in one of the chairs. Everybody got up. The first group got up and hustled out, and so I went in and sat down. It became my turn. Well, I went through, and I had the comments that I wanted to make. So at the end of the time, I said, I have one question I want to ask you. I said, well, go ahead, shoot. So I asked it, and the question was, when can I go before this total commission? Because this commission, the people that were here for this one here were from the stakeholders group, which is about 50 of them in this group.
Right.
So I asked them, when can I go before the Blue Ribbon or the Executive Committee? Oh, well, sir, you can't. If you want to make comments to them, go ahead and do it online, and you can just turn them in that way. Well, I'll be quite truthful, folks. When it comes down to the people of California and we're losing water rights, then I'm not going to sit down.
Right.
I'm going to stand up and actually going to stand up and speak rather loudly.
Yeah, because they only want people that are in lockstep with them at these meetings is the way I'm understanding it. Anybody who agrees with them, hey, they're welcome to the meeting and they want their input. And if the science agrees with them, then they want the science guys there. But anybody else, they don't want their input at all is the way I'm understanding this.
Well, you know, another thing, too, you want to get into science. When they get into science.
Or lack of.
That's what I'm going to say. They build a model. Somebody sits down and builds a model.
Okay.
Now, we really don't know if the model is true or not. But once you build the model, then you build a strategy. Once it goes into a strategy, and then some group, some government entity, like the State Fish and Game Commission, says, well, we'll accept that. Well, then it becomes law. It becomes fact.
Right.
And actually, it's not fact at all. And a lot of this stuff that goes on with the Department of Fish and Game, and the reason why I mentioned those fish up in Alaska, is that's part of what's driving the Klamath River problem.
And I think, too, what we need to tell, the reason that, why should people out there that are listening right now care about this? Because this isn't affecting them as farmers up there, but the point is that this is coming your way, folks. That's what's coming on, that's what's going on here.
You're right. It's starting up on the northern border of California, and it's going to roll down and hit the Mexican border. But having said that, we're talking right now of agriculture diversions.
Right.
There's another thing that we can talk about in water, and that's called surface water.
Yeah, that's where I was just
going. Folks, do you know what surface water is?
That's wells.
It's your wells.
Yeah, wells and other.
ACID.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole thing out there. And you don't think if the Department of Fish and Game can pull this off and start charging $10,000 per permit that they're not going to come after the wells and the other irrigation and the water even for the city?
That's why this is important for everybody to understand. This government overreach is getting to the point of tyranny now and a complete takeover of our property and water rights, and this is not something that they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. This is becoming a planned takeover of the United States, basically, either through Agenda 21 or ICLEI or the local fish and game, whatever it is. They're all following the same program across the board, which is property rights and water rights.
Right. When you come down to this whole issue, when you hear sustainable development, sustainable communities, or smart growth, folks equate that to that equals lost private property rights. That's the agenda that we're heading towards.
And I think we need to let people know out there, this go across all party lines. It doesn't matter where you sit in life, but it's, you know, going to involve everybody at every level in the United States, across the United States. It's not just one area.
That's
or
right.
One population of people.
And it's not one side of the political equation or the other either. You know, Republicans and Democrats, the government's trying to keep everybody divided right now. Republicans, Democrats, blacks, whites, whoever it is, because as long as we're fighting amongst ourselves, then we're not following them. But this treaty was signed by one of the Bushes. It was more than 170 nations adopted this Agenda 21 as official policy during a signing ceremony at the Earth Summit. U.S. President George H.W. Bush signed the document for the U.S. In signing each nation pledged to support the goals of Agenda 21. So this has been going on for quite some time. They're just now implementing it.
But the U.S. Senate's never passed Agenda 21.
Well, it might.
It's a treaty. It never passed, but they're implementing it anyway.
Exactly. That's the point. Is that they're trying to implement it anyway, and they're doing a pretty good job so far.
And
Mark, if I could mention this real quick, I have a website, ShastaCoordination.com. ShastaCoordination.com. If you go to this site, at the top you're going to see two little arrows. One says Shasta County Climate Action Plan, and the other second arrow says California Fish and Wildlife Strategic Vision. If you go to the Strategic Vision, there's a video there that I put together. It's about 12 minutes long, talking about that issue. And then the actual 13 measures that are in AB 2376.
Okay.
You can read the actual visions and actually look at what we're talking about here.
Yeah, they're talking about all this sustainable development and all of this, social justice and so forth. And all these are code words for, you know, basically putting us into little rabbit hutches, as they've been saying. I mean, you know, building these condos in the center of town and really containing us, with our property rights, being usurped and our sovereignty given up. So I think we've got a caller on the line. Charles, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question for us, Charles?
Well, I'm loaded to bear, if I got the phrase right.
loaded for bear. Charles is loaded for bear. Okay.
Yeah, well,
try to be concise here, Charles. Go ahead.
Well, first thing is, a fine example of that sustainable thing is coming up tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, really?
Agenda item 4-7.
Agenda item 4-7.
Yeah, it's a consent item, which means if you want to discuss it, Leonard Modi's going to get really mad.
He doesn't like it, huh?
No, he doesn't like it when regular people want to discuss consent items, but he doesn't mind when fellow board members want to do that. But at any rate, here's the subject line for agenda item 4-7. Approve Prop 84 Sustainable Communities Grant Application Round 2.
Sustainable is becoming a bad word very quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, it's becoming the kind of word that you would normally substitute a bleep for.
It's almost like the word smart. Too.
Smart, yeah. Anything with sustainable,
yeah, when you
smart.
Think of,
yeah.
When you think of smart growth, you know, think of, you know, I mean, when something heavy, you know, lands on your toe, it'll smart. Or if you hit your thumb with a hammer, it'll smart. Or
yeah.
If your rights are being, you know,
usurped,
taken away from you, it'll smart.
I think you could do, like, substitute sustainable and smart for equals tyranny. That's what this code is going to.
And here's a paragraph from page 2 of the staff report. Let me see if I can find. Oh, yeah. The last sentence.
Got to hurry up, Charles.
Right.
We're getting on to a break.
Will support development, adoption, and implementation of sustainable community planning elements throughout the state, including but not limited to climate action plan.
That's good. That's what we want to talk about more is this climate action plan. We're
going the RTPA meeting, 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Anderson City Hall.
Very good, Charles. Listen, we're going to go to a break right now, and then we'll come back, and I want Gary to go ahead and respond to that.
All right, I'll hang up and listen to the rest of the program.
All right, hey, thanks a lot for calling, Charles.
Bye.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Charles.
KCNR 1460, this is Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tire after the summer rain. We'll pound.
Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trained, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, "I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains."
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media. Chat room's open, KCNR1460.com, or you can call in 530-605-4567. Go ahead and do your announcement, sis.
Yeah, once again, we want to remind everybody about the Serviceman's Feast going on over at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. The free dinner, lots of turkey and ham over there. So get over there and get your meals, veterans and service people.
Fill up. Absolutely. So let's get back on this climate action plan, Gary. I want to get as much as we can on this. And, you know, so explain it a little better, a little more, what's going on with this thing.
Well, to start off with climate action plan, the I've got the wrong site here. My website, ShastaCoordination.com. If you're on the Climate Action Plan page, it talks about Shasta County Air Quality Management District. This is a district within the county The five members of the Board of Supervisors are the board at the moment. I'm understanding the cities legally should have a seat there, and they're working in that direction.
That's the coordination process?
Right. Yeah. But the Air Quality Management District and their consultants. Now, these consultants are the same consultants that are working in the Bay Area through a group called ABAG, Association of Bay Area Governments, through SAGOG, which is the Sacramento area, and this is where the Yolo County Climate Action Plan came from, and it's already in place.
The next one's going to be MAGOG here. The way we're going, we got ABAG, SAMOS.
These are all these acronyms that are floating out. But anyway, if you're at the at my website, you will find that that there's several items on here. One of them is a video, and it's a video. There's two videos here. One has Mr. Mull and Cully Thomas from AECOM on the left, and then Mr. Bassetti's on the right. The one on the left is 49 minutes long. Folks, I know it's too long, but it was filmed at the Redding City Council last January the 18th of this year, and it's very telling if you go through and you listen to what is said. Now, when you get through viewing that, you can scroll down, and there's several files that I have here, and the one that I would really direct you to look at is the file right underneath it. It's rcapworkshop.pdf, and when you go to this file, it's about 20 pages long. I really would ask you to keep in mind that an ordinance for a city county, an ordinance is a law. It's a force of law. Then I also would ask you to keep in mind the words voluntary and mandatory. Voluntary and mandatory. Voluntary here, it will become mandatory if certain levels aren't hit. And the levels are so low that we can't hit them.
Then it becomes mandatory because we didn't hit the numbers.
Correct. And then also keep in mind new residential and commercial and existing homes. Residential, commercial, and existing homes. You got new and you've got the older homes, all right? You can plug them back and forth as you go through this article. And then also keep in mind, join Property Assessed Clean Energy Program, PACE.
Now, can they get to your website from the Reading Tea Party's website? Do you have a link there?
Yes, it's linked on the website.
So that's a good place to go for maybe to get in and find these links. So right. Reading Tea Party.
Yeah, you can either go to ShaftsCoordination.com or go to the Reading Tea Party, either way, and you can get to these.
Okay.
Now there's several items that I would like to bring up on this document that I was just talking about going to. It's all highlighted. Well, I shouldn't say it's all highlighted. What I think needs to be highlighted, and then some of it is underlined in red. Now, having said this, my wife looked at this and said, "Gary, you've got far too much highlighted." The problem, folks, is this is information that you need to read to really understand what's going on. But you're coming down to the second page. Keep in mind that if and when the city, one of the three cities or the county, puts a climate action plan together, the first thing that has to happen is it has to be incorporated into that government entity's general plan. They put it into the general plan. Then once it goes in the general plan, if there are any conflicts between the climate action plan and the climate action plan trumps the present general plan. So keep that in mind. There's big changes coming here.
Well, that's why we need the sheriff involved in that. We need to stop this.
Then we can also talk about Join Property Assessed Clean Energy Financing Program, administered by what's called here in their work is California First. Well, California First happens to be California First National Bank, because you're going to go borrow money to make some of these retrofits I'm going to bring up here in a couple of minutes. And in the process of doing that, and to pay it back, they'll just put a line on your property taxes so you can just pay it off in payments, installments, your property taxes.
Wow.
Property taxes are high enough as it is, but we're going to start adding to it. Now, then I want to go down to number four on page two. Adopt incentive-based approach that would become mandatory only if necessary retrofit levels are not achieved through voluntary programs. This county city would adopt an ordinance law that establishes a desired level of energy efficiency retrofits in the community. And I'm going to come forward here and we'll start talking about what some of these retrofits are.
Well, let me tell everybody, too, that we do have this podcast. So if you can't remember all this stuff, go back to the KCNR.com website. And when we post the podcast, you can go back through and get all this information. So that's good. And also, we'll be going to 8 a.m. Saturday after the first of the year. So that should increase our listenership on this as well. I wanted to get that in there. So go ahead and keep going with it, Gary. And then I also wanted to talk about the levels of pollution that they're talking about in the state too. Is that gonna? Are you gonna wrap into that here with where
well,
you're going?
Yeah, I can wrap into it. The governor started off with his executive order back in 2005, and it was executive order 03-05 in 2005.
This was the governator.
The governator.
Yeah.
And he wrote that by 2050 we are going to be 80% below 1990 greenhouse gas levels. Now, to start with, I don't know what 1990 greenhouse gas levels were to start with.
Right.
But we're going to be 90% below that. All right. Now, having
we'll be walking around and, driving. We can't even ride horses because they emit emissions as well.
Right.
So that's ridiculous. It's crazy.
So then they've come up with 2020, we want to be 20% below 1990. Just 20%. This isn't
right.
The 80. This
right,
isn't
right,
falling
right.
Completely off the cliff. We just slid down to the first little point that we're not going to be able to get back up from, but we're down on a little plateau off the cliff, and we landed there for the time being. And then as time goes by, we're going to slip off and fall all the way down to 80% below 1990.
Well, yeah, this is crazy, and it's not just, you know, what they want to do is this is a game for a takeover, basically. It's just like the high-speed rail thing, you know, that goes to nowhere. What they're trying to do is they're trying to crash the system, in my opinion. They're spending money that they're just going to keep spending money and try to put goals that are absolutely not credible because they're totally unsustainable. You can't reach them.
Well, look at the transportation side that Baron Pierce has been working on. They're coming up, and it's really funny, folks, that parts of the Bay Area are coming up with the same figure on vehicle miles traveled as Yolo County did, as Shasta County is going to be. And, boy, if you can't get a spread between your lifestyles, between the Bay Area, Sacramento, city of Sacramento, and then, say, Yolo County,
right,
and then coming up here, what the projections are, and, of course, somebody put a model together, but the projections are that by 2035 we will be allowed to drive 44 miles per day per household. That's 44 miles per weekday per household. That's not per vehicle. That's per household.
Wow.
And then 77 miles a day per household for rural area people. So when you stop and think about this, they can't do that. Well,
right.
Well, there's
well, then we're not in the land of the free anymore. I mean, when the government starts telling you how many miles you can drive a day, they tell you whether you can use water or not, whether, you know, you can use your property or not. What's going on here? I mean, is that that's tyranny? I mean, pure and simple. And we need to. That's why people need to understand. I know they're getting hit with a lot of stuff right now in the economy and you know their work and jobs and everything. But that's part of the deal here. Is that this is a numbers game? We need people to start getting up off the couch, get to these meetings, and start doing something about this stuff. If nothing else, just showing up and learning what the heck's going on so that they can stand up against it as the time goes by.
Well, this is the reason why over a year ago I saw this coming. And
right.
I've been scratching around trying to talk to people, and some listen, some laugh at me, you know, and this kind of thing. But I'm going to read something here to you. It's from a group called What's Next California, which is part of Bay Area Council and California Forward, which are non-government entities that are working with the climate action folks.
NGOs.
Yeah, NGOs.
And so if they say they're going forward, we're probably going backwards.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. But folks, let me read just a couple of sentences here to you. We will also need to implement pricing measures like parking fees, toll lane charges, and bridge tolls.
And this is where the money's going to come to fund all these projects that these guys are implementing, is what you're saying. That's what this
part
this,
of it, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So that more people become more inspired through their wallets to use their cars less.
That translates into so more that, people becoming poorer.
So that more people become inspired through their wallets to use their cars less, we will need to shift major shift in personal behavior where more people simply choose, for whatever reason, to drive less, to walk, take transit, or drive. There's another report that I'm not going to reference it right at the moment. It's an AECOM report that states right in it they're doing a report to find out why we travel.
And this is all for our own good.
Yeah, but they're going to find it why we travel.
Well, how stupid is that? It's like the years ago we used to have a joke when we were doing seminars on some of this stuff about how they did studies about the sex habits of tree toads in the Amazon, or how when kids are riding tricycles, why do they fall? And they went through all this money and all this study, and they determined that because they corner too sharply. I mean, that's the kind of crap we're talking about here. It's insane. So I think we got to go to a break here, and then we'll be right back, and we'll continue our journey into serfdom or freedom. You pick. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can't think it all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can see the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, it's the nice bright colors.
Give it a try anyway.
I don't think you want me to give it a try there.
No, certainly not me.
We got Bad Bob in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back.
I'm singing bass today.
Was that Papa sing something? Mama sing tenor? Oh boy. Okay, so we're back. We have a caller on the line. Are you there, Terry?
I am.
How's it going out there?
It's going great. I just want to thank you two guys for this program and just a great job. And Mark, thank you for bringing this stuff to us. Thank you for bringing it to light. And Gary, I mean, I can't say enough for the respect that I have for you to just, you know, all the work that you do. It's just
thank
amazing.
You.
I mean, you know, it's sort of, you're really the watchman for this. You're the Paul Revere of this revolution, and I really appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm starting to tear up a little bit here, Terry.
Well, the point is that, you know, this is all taxpayer money.
Sure it
I mean,
is.
All this stuff you guys are talking about, it's all taxpayer money that is that's being spent on all this garbage that we're talking about in all these different meetings, all this stuff. It's like the other night you were talking about how we had the fish and game guys out there. I personally asked each one of them if they were being paid. They were being paid to be there. They weren't there to hear anything. They were there to monitor it. The interesting thing was is that they had actually three armed fish and game agents there, and they really only expected 12 people. So
and one of them actually looked pretty serious about his job, too.
You think? And so the thing is that I just, you know, I really think that, you know, as far as people who are concerned about their taxes, concerned about where their tax money goes, and I know as part of the Tea Party, that is one of the main things that we stress, and that is that, you know, we want to make sure that there's a limited government and fiscal responsibility. And
yeah, just
this certainly doesn't enter into any of that.
Let me add something to that, too, Terry. We're going to be doing some more shows here on taxes as well, which actually is my expertise, and we're going to be exposing some of the IRS abuses and some of the things that people can do to stop that from happening on the local level as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. So that's going to be in one of our future shows here coming soon. So anyway, so I just had to put that in there.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for that. And you know, the thing is that we just have to, you know, we just really have to keep this fight going. I mean, we really, you know, it's sad that we have to do that. It's sad that, and I know that Gary, you know, 25, 30 years ago, we never saw all this coming. We never really saw what the government was trying to do, how they were trying to co-opt us into these ridiculous schemes, these ridiculous situations that we have now, especially with all the regulations and everything. And I just want to thank you guys for what you're doing, and that's it.
Thanks a lot, Terry. It means
sure,
a lot.
Man.
All right, very good.
Thanks for calling in, Terry.
Let's talk about toilets, Gary.
Well, talking about toilets, the last Climate Action Plan meeting that I went to, I was it was mentioned that there's going to be a retrofit to allow only tanks on toilets that have 1.4 gallon capacity, and they were talking about that there's 4 gallon tanks out there. Then I promptly went home and checked the two at our house, and they're 4.6. So I gather from what they're talking about that we'd probably have to replace these there's something like 58% of the homes in Shasta County are pre-1980, so they probably do have 4 gallon tanks on them. Now, granted, we're going to save water, but at what point are the folks going to be able to? Oh, that's right. We have the PACE program to where they can go out and change a toilet out or retrofit for a home, and then have it put a line on your property taxes.
What a load.
Yeah, yeah, really. And then if the voluntary doesn't work to a degree, and it in for the program they're putting together, it can't work.
Right.
Then they're going to make it mandatory. So either you do it voluntarily and put it in, or when you go to sell your home, then I'm envisioning that a fellow will stop by the door and knock on the door and say that that we're here. We understand you're selling your house. We're here to do an energy retrofit survey.
Implement social justice type thing.
This along that line. Yeah. So while we're doing that, we could possibly go through the house and they'd say, well, see, you don't have a solar photovoltaic system on your house for electricity for your house. And Mark Arce, you don't have a solar hot water system.
And you don't have a smart meter.
You don't have smart meters.
I mean, I can't help myself. This could be agenda 1 and 2 as opposed to agenda 21.
21?
Well, if you go... If you go to that file...
You can't make this stuff up.
RCAP... .pdf on my website, ShastaCoordination.com, or to the Tea Party website.
Right.
Go to page 6, and you'll go to item 3, which is join and promote the property assessment clean energy. That's where you can put a line on your property taxes. And then it says adopt ordinance. This would be the city or the county would adopt an ordinance to require hot water heaters in all new residential and commercial construction. Then let's drop down to line number 6. Adopt an ordinance to require solar hot water heaters in existing homes at point of sale. Point of sale is when you sell your house, if it's not done before. Well, these solar, granted, not putting a solar hot water heater in, it's great. I mean, you're going to save some money.
But forcing people to do it.
And who can afford it? In this economy here, we've got so many people out of work that they're losing their homes, let alone
It's only 8.6 unemployment rate, if you believe the government at this point. You know, you look at the regular stats, and it's actually 15. And if you go with the real stats, it's probably closer to 20-something in Shasta County or better. So, yeah, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Right. And the thing with it is, I hope you do, folks out there, I hope you do take the time to look at this file that's on the website. But right at the moment, I'd like to go back to something if I could. Back to the point was so that more people become inspired through their wallets to use their cars less. Well, I want to read the next paragraph.
So I was going to say, before you read that, I mean, wasn't that the old thing that Mr. Obama said about it's necessary that our energy consumption skyrocket the price of
the
everything.
The rates go up.
Everything's going to go up.
Skyrocket, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And we have to do that for our own good, you know.
Well, it was electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket as a result of this policy.
I had to throw that in there. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, yeah. If we seriously intend to reduce this region's transportation carbon emissions, each of these strategies will be necessary. There is no one solution. There will be no easy answers. In all actuality, land use, infrastructure, technology, pricing, and behavioral changes are highly dependent on one another for any one of these measures to succeed. For transit to succeed, sufficient densities need to be in place. If driving becomes more expensive, then we need to have affordable options available. If we want people to choose walking or transit, we need to build our communities at a pedestrian scale and have real transit options available.
I think that translates into condos in the downtown San Francisco area.
Rabbit hutches with high-speed rail.
It talks about if you read the Yolo County Climate Action Plan, if you go through and read that, you'll come up with the idea that Yolo County has decided that Dunnigan, the area of Dunnigan, is going to be the next major development area, and they're going to build 8,000 residential units. But the units will be built only when the jobs are available. So they'll build a unit for a job. So when they bring jobs into the Dunnigan area, they will build a unit.
And they want to force everybody out of the rural areas into these units is what this is amounting to.
Right, and they want them right on a major arterial roadway. Well, guess what? I-5 right there.
Right.
So, I mean, this whole thing, because today, In the time we have today, we really can't go through. There's some retrofits in here.
Sure.
There's rainwater, believe it or not. They want you to catch your rainwater. They want to use the gray water on your landscape. They want you to take out your landscape and put in low water usage landscape, which could come when you at the point of sale.
And this is all for our own good. Of course, this isn't government overreach, or this is all good programs like we've been getting for the last couple of years here, or the last 10 years through Bush and Obama. I mean, these guys are out of freaking control is what's going on here in every part of our lives. I mean, everybody needs to stand up and give these guys the one finger salute is where I'm headed with this stuff. It's ridiculous.
And the thing, we can stop it. The problem that they're, you know, Yolo County's got it in place. There's a fellow down in Yolo County that just built a brand spanking new commercial building. He went in to get his final paperwork so that he could let folks come move in and he could start making money and start working. The problem with it was when he got there, he was told, oh, we have a problem. Our water quality boys went out and checked the water coming out of your downspouts on your from your roof, and there's too much zinc. So now you're going to have to dig up part of your lot, put in a horizontal line for each one of these each one of these downspots to
get
into.
We're running out of time, so we'll have to have you back, Gary, because there's just too much to cover in one session here. You know, we've only got about a minute left, and I wanted to make sure everybody is aware that Reading Tea Party meets tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Do you have
back to Gary too. We will keep you guys posted on when the next meeting where they can get involved to get more information.
Absolutely. Get over to the dinner.
Over to the dinner. There's lots of food over there, all you service people, and enjoy your evening.
Very good. Okay, so with that, I think we're about there. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. My name is Mark Kent, and this is Sovereign Mind Radio. And we'll be back next week on Christmas with a special Christmas show with a lot of good holiday music. So, very good. We'll see you next week. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR. Home of the Free Fire. You can't.